Herschel Walker beating Democrat Warnock in last three polls on Election Day Eve. By Ashley Oliver on November 7, 2022. Republican Herschel Walker has a narrow single-digit lead over incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, in the race for the U.S. Senate in Georgia, according to a trio of polls published in the final days of the race. One of the polls, taken by the Trafalgar Group from November 4 through November 6, shows Walker ahead by 3 points, receiving 50%, compared to Warnock's 47%. Should Walker attain at least 50% plus one vote on election night, he would cross the threshold required by Georgia law to win the race outright and avoid a runoff. In the event of a runoff, a second race between the two candidates would take place on December 6. The two other polls show Walker edging out Warnock but not achieving the majority necessary to win without a runoff. The race between Walker, a Georgia football legend, and Warnock, a longtime pastor of the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, is one of the top contests to watch Tuesday as Republicans aim to retake the Senate majority. It is one of just a handful of battleground races widely deemed a toss-up and has also become one of the most expensive races of the midterms. In addition to the tens of millions raised and spent by the candidates' own campaigns, outside spending, the majority of which has been on negative ads, exceeds $146 million, according to Open Secrets. One of the two other polls, a landmark communications poll taken November 4 through November 7, found Walker ahead by 1 point, receiving 47%, compared to Warnock's 46%. The third poll, taken by Insider Advantage and Fox 5 Atlanta on November 6, found Walker up by 2, receiving 49%, compared to Warnock's 47%. The polls, all taken among likely voters, come as more than a third of Georgia's active electorate has already voted. The Georgia Secretary of State's office reported that as of the last day of early in-person voting, which was Friday, more than 2.5 million people had cast their ballots through in-person and absentee voting, a massive early turnout number on par with the 2020 presidential election, when about 2.6 million people cast early ballots. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.